Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska children between 12 and 15 years old could start getting the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine as soon as Wednesday. Alaska Public Media reports that state health officials made the announcement yesterday following a decision by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to authorize the Pfizer shots for children 12 and up. State Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink called the approval a huge opportunity to protect kids from the virus.
This is a huge opportunity to be able to protect our kids from this virus. We do see kids get really sick, and this is a big step to getting our communities healthy and well and putting this pandemic behind us.
The FDA authorization is a first step toward making the Pfizer vaccine available to the younger age group of kids. The state is still waiting on an okay from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which Dr. Zink expects to happen tomorrow, after which Pfizer shots for Alaska's 40,000 12 to 15-year-olds can immediately start at local clinics and doctor's offices.
If you're a parent and as excited as I am at scheduling your kid's vaccine, you know, look for late Wednesday afternoon and on for an appointment to go ahead and schedule your kid's vaccine.
Fairbanks is holding another mass vaccination clinic at the Carlson Center today. Public health officials say parents of 12 to 15-year-olds have already been trying to schedule appointments for their kids, but Alaska officials do not yet have the authority to give anyone under 16 the Pfizer vaccine just yet. Lynine Livingston, a spokesperson for the Interior Alaska Unified Command, said those families will be turned away at today's event, but will be given directions to sign up after the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices grants confirmation and a medical directive is issued from the Alaska Section of Public Health Nursing. Dr. Zink says the state has been preparing for the announcement and has enough Pfizer doses to meet demand. The state tallied 225 new Alaska resident COVID-19 cases Friday through Sunday. Among the new cases listed by the Department of Health and Social Services were 72 in Anchorage, 39 in Wasilla, and 30 in Fairbanks. Other interior location cases included 13 in North Pole and one each in Healy and the Southeast Fairbanks census area. There were also 7 new non-resident cases during the 3-day span, including 3 among oil industry workers on the North Slope. There were 2 new COVID hospitalizations with 42 virus-diagnosed patients and one other suspected of having COVID-19 in Alaska hospitals. 4 patients were on ventilators. As of Sunday night, 48% of Alaskans 16 and older had been fully vaccinated. The Fairbanks North Star Borough was at 41%. An Anchorage man was jailed at Fairbanks Correctional Center after being arrested on both sides of the Alaska-Yukon border over the weekend. Alaska State Troopers say the incident began Saturday morning when 61-year-old Terry Sharkey was denied entry into Canada due to COVID-19 restrictions. A trooper report says Royal Canadian Mounted Police arrested Sharkey and transported him to U.S. Customs, where he refused to identify himself and was detained. It says border officers offered to release him, but he refused to leave. Troopers responded to Customs after agents there requested assistance removing a, quote, hostile subject from their premises, unquote. Troopers arrested Sharkey for trespassing and took him to the Toke Trooper Post, where he again refused release. Troopers then transported Sharkey to Fairbanks Correctional Center, where he remained jailed as of yesterday. An FCC booking office staffer said Sharkey was scheduled to be released. Troopers and RCMP did not return calls seeking additional information about the case. Meeting last night, the Fairbanks City Council approved an ordinance that exempts some outdoor recreation facilities, including fields where adult softball teams play, from a recently expanded citywide prohibition on drinking in public outside of licensed premises. The ordinance calls for the city to defer to borough parks and recreation decisions on which recreational facilities drinking is allowed at. Softball player James Berglund testified that banning alcohol at softball fields would take away from the social aspect of games.
Though these restrictions have good intentions, I feel they would have an inadvertent impact on the success of the softball league.
City Police Chief Ron Dupuis said there are rarely problems related to alcohol consumption at softball games.
I think we had one call within the last 2 years at the Hesray Fields.
City Council member Lonnie Marnie said he used to play adult league softball and beer was always on hand.
We placed each other.
Yeah.
And it's part of the game, I think. So
Councilmember Shoshana Kuhn countered that Fairbanks has a drinking problem and the city should not send mixed messages.
We need to send a clear message one way or another that we're either okay with drinking or we're just not okay with drinking.
Kuhn was joined by fellow council members June Rogers and Valerie Therrien in voting against the ordinance, while members Lonnie Marney, Aaron Gibson, and Jim Clark were in favor. Mayor Jim Matherly broke the tie with a yes vote. Over the past decade, scientists have observed several years of abnormally low sea ice extent, and that's mostly been attributed to warming of the Arctic climate. But a new study from the University of Alaska Fairbanks indicates warming waters outside the Arctic are also a factor. Wesley Early reports from the Alaska Energy Desk.
In the summer, there's a warm water mass that flows up from the Pacific Ocean through the Bering Strait across the Chukchi Sea. UAF Marine Science Professor Harper Simmons says this transfer of warm water up into colder seas is normal.
That flow is a natural state of the system. I mean, there is, you know, unless things were really rearranged in the distant past.
The water ends up resting in a layer just below the surface of the Arctic Ocean. Simmons says it stays there until the fall when colder water starts to form ice on the surface.
That warm water makes its way, you know, slowly out of that layer and affects the ultimate amount of sea ice that forms.
While that flow is normal, Simmons says there's emerging evidence that the warm water coming up from the Pacific is getting even warmer.
Since the 90s, the temperature of that water has been observed to have a fairly significant warming trend.
That trend translates to about half a degree Fahrenheit per decade. While that may not seem like a lot, Simmons says because it's such a sudden change from years of stable sea ice conditions, it can be jarring to the system.
Instead of getting 2 meters of sea ice, you might get only a meter and a half of sea ice.
These observations were made as part of a study conducted by the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the University of California San Diego's Scripps Institute of Oceanography. Simmons says the major change between this study and studies in the past was the introduction of new CTD, or conductivity, temperature, and depth technology. Simmons says the new custom-made CTD technology from the Scripps Institute exponentially increases the amount of data that researchers can gather.
In a traditional cruise, you could make hundreds of profiles, and with a package like this, you could make thousands.
In the end, Simmons says that the findings of the study show that it isn't just a warming Arctic that's leading to less sea ice.
There's this kind of global connection where, you know, warm water in the Pacific makes a difference.
The study was published last month in the outlet Nature Communications. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Wesley Early in Kotzebue.
And I'm Dan Bross.